This episode originally aired as a YouTube video. Welcome to Relationship RX Podcast, your prescription for all relationship pain points. I'm your host, Dr. Laura Dabney, and I use my 20 years experience as a psychiatrist to give you actionable tips and strategies you can implement today to create the relationships you deserve. Everybody, Dr. Laura Dabney here, talking this month about how to live a stress-free life and relationship. Bonus. And this week I want to talk to you about healthy coping mechanisms for your relationship. Last week we talked about stress management for your relationship, and the week before what stress is in your relationship, even especially the hidden ones, hidden stress. So this week we're talking about healthy coping mechanisms. When I talk about healthy coping mechanisms, I end up talking about relationship traps. What are relationship traps? Relationship traps are when you're on a separate page from your partner and you get caught in this quagmire. It always ends with a blow up or a stalemate. That means you got caught in some kind of a trap because the resolution is not forthcoming. So the traps, the most common traps I see, there are four of them. The first one is probably the most common. It's the right-wrong trap. This is when one partner tries to convince the other partner that they're right. Well, what's the problem with that? The problem with that is eventually someone's a winner and someone's a loser. Does that sound, you don't need to be a shrink to see that's not going to be a resolution. Sure, you may win, you may resolve it, but the other person feels like a loser. That's not a good feeling. And they probably just capitulated and really didn't agree. So this is not a healthy long-term resolution. The second trap I see all the time is the should trap. Okay. In the previous one, people who are very intellectual and have powers of persuasion like that one. In the should trap, it's the intellectual, but people have a lot of information and they want to share it. They want the other person to think in the same way, have the same level of information that they do. But really what this ends up being is pummeling them with information. So they feel a little overwhelmed, a little confused maybe, and go along maybe for a while, but there's really no resolution. So these are the people that will go and take stuff off of WebMD or the internet or some books. They go to the friends and the family members and get all this information. Shouldn't you? Don't you think she should? Isn't he wrong and should be doing it this way? And then they deluge their partner with all this information to no avail, right? Person may go along, so it's a short-term solution, but you have the added problem of adding shame to that person. That person, you made them feel about this big. I know so much and you don't know. Your partner's an adult. They do things in their own way in their own time. Just because it's not like you do it, doesn't mean it's wrong or bad. All right, so that's the should. The third trap I see is I call fantasy other trap. This is the fantasy that the other partner has some kind of magical powers to read your mind. These patients are often trying to convince themselves and me, well, they've known me this long and they should know. They know this. They know that I need help. They know I'm upset. They know. They're reading my mind. Guess what? Never going to happen. No one can read your mind. Imperative. It's the definition of an adult that when you have a problem, you need to put it out on the table. Have a need for something, tell your partner. He's never going to read. You're huffing, you're puffing, you're banging things around. It's not an effective resolution. It's a trap and it gets you caught up in mistrust because it's an unspoken agreement between healthy adults that you will say when you need something, right? Even if your partner could read your mind and came in and swept in and fixed the problem, it would be invasive. Right? You may have a problem, but you may not need or want his help at this point. So it's imperative that you speak up when and if you need that. He or she is trusting you to do that. Okay, so we don't want to make the problem worse by not resolving it and then having the mistrust. Lastly, we have the fantasy self trap. Okay? Like the other one, this is the idea that you have some special power. Okay? You have some special power to read the future, to foresee the future. These people kick the problem, the resolution down the road by declaring they know their partner is going to be mad, or know their partner's going to say no, or know something bad is going to happen if they bring up this problem. Okay, so what happens? The resolution goes underground, it doesn't get resolved, the problem goes underground and causes this chronic stress. You end up in this trap of, well, I know, so I'm not going to say. You don't know. A lot of times my patients will say, but I brought it up once and it didn't go well. Okay, you and your partner are not the same person you were 5 years ago, 5 days ago, 5 minutes ago. Who knows what your partner was going through at that time? But it's incumbent upon you again as an adult to state the problem. If it does go south like you predicted, and I would say 95% of the time it does not in my office. So if you think if it goes badly, fine, then use one of the bridge statements we talked about in the last video. Say something along the lines of, hey, whoa, this is not how I wanted it to go. I didn't want to be an argument. I'll check back around with you at dinner time, see if we can talk about it again. Okay? And it's another thing I see. If it goes well, they still don't see that as they can't read the future. It was just an anomaly. So if it goes well, realize that maybe you really can't predict the future and that stating it is a better idea. Okay? So that's the right, wrong, should, fantasy other, and fantasy self traps. By avoiding those, you will have the stress management you need for your relationship. Of course, if you have any problems, give us a call here. We love talking to people about their relationship problems. 757-340-8800. Thank you for listening to the Relationship RX podcast. Join us next time for more action items to improve your relationships. For more information and help, please visit relationship-rx.com or call me at 757-340-8800. You can also find me on Facebook and Instagram and LinkedIn under Laura Dabney, MD.